Shout It Out. Tell us about that one.
Just, you know, God does so many amazing things in our life, and we like to keep it to ourselves. And I'm saying, open up your mouth and shout. Tell somebody else how good God is. And and what's interesting about that song is I took a portion of the OJ song, Shout, and I kind of remixed it and revamped it and made it a little special. So when I wrote that song, I wanted to do something that encouraged people to open up your mouth and tell somebody else about the goodness of God. It's through the words of your testimony that will encourage and bless somebody else. So shout it out. Don't hold it to yourself.
We are not ashamed. Is that going in a different direction?
Oh, what do you mean?
Okay, from the Shout It Out.
We're not ashamed. I wouldn't say a different direction. It's a proclamation to me. Andre Crouch wrote that song in 1979, and to this day, 2012, it's still relevant. So it lets you know what type of songwriter he was then and he is today. But it's just basically telling people that, you know, I think society and the world and the government, they're making Christianity a game or a joke. People don't really take it serious. So I believe that if you are unapologetically a Christian, you should be able to stand on your two feet, stand up, and not be ashamed of what you believe in. You know, Muslims aren't ashamed to stand on the corner and sell bean pies and pass out tracts. You know, Seventh-day Adventist people aren't ashamed of what they stand for. Jehovah's Witnesses are not ashamed to knock on your door on Saturdays. I don't think Christians should be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we believe it's the power of God into salvation if you believe. So this song is just so amazing to me, and the fact that it was written in the 70s. My kids love this song. You know, people who never even heard of Andre Crouch are learning songs. So I thank God that he's using me to reintroduce traditional gospel music to a newer generation.
How about Power?
Oh, man, that's a song that myself and Eric Dawkins wrote, and he also sang it with me. It just really talks about the power of Jesus Christ, how strong he is, how mighty he is, how bold he is, and how we should walk in that same power, how he's given us that power. We just have to realize what he's given us and walk in it. So I want people to understand that we don't have to be timid Christians, but you're powerful, you're bold, you're mighty. And so that's what that song is talking about.
Who is Eric Carey? Who is Isaac Carey? Who are you?
I'm a family man. I'm a man that loves my wife, loves my kids. I'm a man who doesn't mind putting aside his vision and his dreams to help serve and help fulfill somebody else's. I'm a regular person. I never look at myself as a celebrity. I don't look at myself as a star. Jesus is the star. I'm just a person that he's using to spread this gospel. And that's how I feel. That's how I live my life. And that's who I am. People don't ever have to be afraid or ashamed or scared to come up to me and approach me. I'm very approachable. I love to have fun. That's who I am, man. That's who I'll always be, no matter what happens.
If folks want to follow Isaac Carey on Twitter or Facebook, how could they do that?
Simply my name is Isaac Carey, ISAACCARREE. That's my Twitter, my Facebook, and my website is www.isaaccarey.com.
Isaac, it has been a pleasure. We thank you for this great music. We love you with Men of Standard. We go further than that when loved you with John P. Key. Now with Kurt Franklin touring, and now you're doing your own thing. And congratulations for topping the charts.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity to be on your show and share my story with your listening audience. God bless you, man. I really appreciate you.
God bless you too. It's our guest, Isaac Carey, on Star 1310.